Radio item 4.
This is Postcards from the Edge of the World. I'm Catherine Small, with a disturbing story from the Great Barrier Reef in northern Queensland, Australia. Residents of the sleepy beachside town of Carsville, near the luxurious resort of Port Charles, were woken yesterday at 6:20 a.m. to the sound of a number of explosions that many were convinced was either a serious thunderstorm, blasts of gas, or even planes nosediving into the sea. It turned out, however, that the sounds heard were actually part of a series of 25 controlled explosions set off approximately 200 meters offshore and conducted by marine authorities in an attempt to rid the sea of dangerous swarms of Portuguese man-of-war jellyfish that have been plaguing the local beaches for the past 2 years. No one is certain why the jellyfish have made a home in the once clear blue waters near the popular resort, but what is certain is that something had to be done. The town relies almost exclusively on the resort and tourism for its survival, but Carsville Beach has been strewn with the deadly jellyfish now for the last 2 summers, and fishing and bathing are no longer possible. Last year, the Shire Council decided to enlist the help of Professor Stephen Blunt, a British marine biologist working with the biology department at the University of Northern Queensland, who proposed a controversial solution to the problem, involving the foreshortening of the 2-kilometer-long rock shelf that lies 200 meters out to sea. The shelf apparently traps the creatures before they have the chance to escape back to the ocean, and this, in turn, encourages them to increase in numbers. Global warming is thought to be at least partly responsible for slight changes in the recent patterns of moon tides, which have, however, been enough to upset the delicate natural balance, allowing the jellyfish to reach the shore in numbers previously unheard of. By blasting away almost half of the rock shelf, Professor Blunt hopes the jellyfish will soon be a thing of the past. If the technique is successful, it may be used along other sensitive coastal waters of northern Queensland. Environmentalist groups are observing the experiment with caution.